Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at @PlayLikeJet1. And as we get closer to the draft, only a couple days away, glad to have a first-time guest, somebody who really knows his stuff when it comes to the draft and has a real focus on Jets-centric content because he's one of us, a crazy Jets fan. He does content for Talking Jets. Also, Project Prospect is his YouTube channel where you can watch his breakdowns. Dom C, if you've been on Twitter and seen his work on there, it's a bit of a preview of what you get when you look at his YouTube channel and what you're going to get today here on the show. Dom, thanks for coming on.
Scott, man, a long time coming. I appreciate the offer. Looking forward to this, man. It's been, like I said, long time coming. Happy to be here, man.
Let's get right into it. Let's start on the offensive line. I think this is a really strong class. We all agree about that. There's interior players, but we know that there are players that played tackle in college that will probably end up being guards in the pros. So let's start with the guys that you think are pure tackles. Talk about some of the top guys like Latham, Fashanu, and of course, the guy that everybody has at the top, Joe Alt.
So it's funny that you introduced these guys as just tackles because Alt's my tackle one. I think that's almost consensus with everyone you talk to. When you talk about a pure left tackle, to me, I think, you know, you go into the lab and most of what you pull out is going to be what Joe Alt already brings. You know, 6'7.5", 322 pounds. I mean, the guy moves like a man who's, you know, half his size, maybe 222 pounds as opposed to 322. You know, got measured all the measurables, got the length, solid footwork. I think he's just knows how to use all of those God-given talents that he has in regards to his length and frame, his wingspan, plays with good leverage. The crazy thing about Joe Alt, Scott, is he's just learning. You know, the guy was a recruited as a tight end, converted to the offensive line, you know, during his freshman year in college. And so he's still learning. Heavy hands, you know, really adept, I think, in the pass, I mean, in the run blocking aspect of his game. Crazy if you think about it, you know, from a high level, there's some real, real maulers at the tackle group in this class. And I think Joe Walt's right up there with him, man. He just plays well, like I said, leverage, length, utilizes all that stuff to his advantage. Again, growing into the position, still learning, you know, some of the nuances that the left tackle needs, especially when you're protecting the blind side of the quarterback. You know, can get a little bit off balance, can get beat with power at times when people get into his chest. So again, it perfect prospect, probably not yet, but you know, checks off all the measurables. It's hard for me to not see, you know, Joe Alt as one of those 10-12 year stalwarts at the left tackle position. So, you know, when you talk about this tackle class, I think you have to start with Joe Alt. And then you get into my guy, you know, we all got our guys, Scott. And you know, I've been on the bandwagon for J.C. Latham, right, you know, right from the get-go. Going back into last year's film, into his, not this past season, but the season 4, 22 film, I remember turning on the Tennessee game, and the first four plays from scrimmage on the Alabama offense, play one, he just drives a defensive end probably 15, 20 yards downfield and into the sideline. Play two, he kind of pulls out into the perimeter, a lead blocker on a little bubble screen, and just demolishes the cornerback who kind of, you know, comes up to attack, you know, attack and play defense. Play three, he down blocks and just physically dominates and moves the defensive tackle from his spot and pushes him all the way into the one tech, into the nose tackle. And play four is just a counter that goes his way. And he bowls through the defensive end, bowls through the linebacker, and just keeps going as the running back gains, you know, a good 15, 20 yards downfield. Probably, and I mean this wholeheartedly, probably one of the most physically dominating players that I've ever actually scouted and watched. Strong as an ox. He's got he's got grip strength and a latch. When he latches on to you, there's no getting out of it. Mm-hmm. A ridiculous anchor. The guy does not get beat with power. There's really not a lot that I see in J.C. Latham that to me doesn't translate into success at the next level. You know, some people talk about, you know, a lot of people do like single play scouting or single game scouting, and they talk about that Michigan game and that last play when he got blown up, and you know, yeah, he did. He got beat. You know, but I think that's just like a small little, you know, blip, a little microcosm of really what he put on film for two consecutive years. And that was just pure dominance. So for me, J.C. Latham's my tackle two in the class. And the gap between Alt and Latham for me is not that high. I know Latham's a polarizing prospect. A lot of people don't, you know, especially in Jet fandom, especially in Jet land, you know, they think big guy and they automatically equate to the, you know, the unfortunate transgressions of Mekhi Becton. But man, they really are two different players, two different people. To me, I think J.C. Latham steps in to an NFL team and is a dominant force right from the get-go. And it doesn't matter if he's at right tackle. It doesn't matter if he starts out at guard and moves over to left, right tackle. I think he's got the chops. I think he's got the footwork. I think he's got enough mobility that he can play left tackle as well. For me, I think he's, probably one of the best, if not, you know, the best overall evaluations that I've done in the past 5 years at the tackle position. Tyler Smith, when he came out of Tulsa, was at that level. He was one of my favorites, favorite lineman, probably the highest rated lineman that I've ever rated. And there's so much of his game that reminds that J.C. Latham has. Like, to me, I feel like I'm watching Tyler Smith over and over again. The third guy that I seem to be higher on than a lot, and again, another polarizing prospect in this class, is Armarius Mims. Again, another guy who is a unicorn at 6'7" and change, 340 pounds, moves like a gazelle, just as technically sound as a kid who will be 21 years old next week. So he's still learning the game. Strong, physical, long, 35 plus inch arms. I mean, he, another guy who checks off all the measurables of everything you want in your prototypical bookend, you know, left tackle for years to come. The question with Mims is that you know, only, you know, 700 plus snaps in college, only 8 starts. So everything that you think Mims is going to become is just based on projection. Like, he just hasn't been on the field that much. He just hasn't put enough stuff on tape to really, for me, to put him in the same level of Alton Latham, where you just watched, you know, day after day and game after game, those two, you know, just pretty much dominate their opponents time in and time out. You just didn't have that with Mims. The film, the limited snaps that he did have, he was great. You know, he can play right tackle. Again, another guy who I think is so technically sound for such a young kid, that I think he can transition to left tackle very easily and right away. You know, and in 5 years from now, if you told me that Amarius Mims was the best tackle in this class, like, it wouldn't be a big shock to me. Like, he's got, you know, he's got a Trent Williams ceiling. You know, I really feel that. He's got a Trent Williams ceiling. The problem is that it's, you know, you're banking on the traits, and you're banking on projection. You need to see him over and over, or you need to see him do it over and over. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think he's just green. You know, so a lot of people aren't going to be as ready or as willing to bank their, you know, hitch their wagon onto someone who just hasn't done enough. So although I have Mims as my, you know, my tackle 3 in the class, I think he'll probably drop a little bit. You know, I could see him, you know, maybe his ceiling is around that Oakland pick, around, you know, or Oakland or New Orleans around 13, 14. With a floor somewhere in the bottom half of the first round, whereas the other two guys we talked about, Moulton, Nathan, I think they're going to be top 10 picks, both of them. I really do. So those are my 3 top pure tackles in this class. And again, and I use an asterisk next to that because I think Latham, you know, depending on where he goes or what team selects him, you know, he could take the route where, you know, he might start inside for a year before moving outside and settling in. However, that just based on, you know, the team construct and needs that who takes him, because I think he's a tackle through and through.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Dom, there are a couple of guys that played tackle in college that there's some buzz they may be guards in the NFL. Talked before about Tala Isfawaga from Oregon State, Trey Fatanu from Washington. We've heard it with Jordan Morgan from Arizona,
yeah.
Graham Barton from Duke, guys like that. Talk to me a little bit about those guys and then some of the top interior offensive linemen here. Cedric Van Pran from Georgia, Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. There's quite a few good players that could be in the mix to get picked either in the first or second round here. Christian Haynes from UConn, a sort of local kid because Connecticut's close enough. He's another guy that could be in there too.
Jordan Morgan's an interesting one. Like early on in the season, this past season, you know, I was really riding high. I really liked, you know, the player that I was watching. Again, fits the bill, you know, probably upwards to what, 6'5", 6'5 and a half, 320 pounds, solid build, good frame, moves very well in space. To me, you know, I thought he could be, you know, a prototypical outside zone offensive lineman. Like that's the kind of movement skills that he has. And I was really happy to see him. He shredded up his knee pretty good last year. ACL, torn ACL, torn MCL, came back, showed he was healthy. The problem with Morgan, and you know, I think it's all but said and done that he's going to be a guard, man. Sub 32-inch arms. You know, for him to play tackle regularly and stick there and be be a regular or be a pure tackle, he would be one of the first to do it with those types of, you know, with that type of length. It's just going to hinder him. So to me, again, you put him in an outside zone running scheme, you throw him in San Francisco and you play him inside a guard. And I think he's going to be a much, much more effective player than if you try to play him outside where the length and is just going to hurt him. Again, doesn't have the power profile of some of the guys that we already talked about. So, you know, when he's already at the, you know, at a disadvantage with the length and not having the anchor or play with that sheer power that some of those guys, you know, in the Lathams and the Alts and the Mims play with, you know, it's a detriment. So I think moving him inside is going to be the best. And again, that he does his best work in space. So I think he's going to be I think he's going to be a real good guard. It wouldn't surprise me if a team, early in round two, say Washington, who has some, you know, deficiencies along the offensive line, you know, they can kind of take him and hope to plug and play, fit the bill wherever they have a need, whether it's, you know, left tackle for a little bit, left guard. Again, I think he'd find his home eventually. In the next couple of years, I think you'll find him at left guard, and I think he'll be a really good one. Tali Sifuonga is another guy I really like. I like you. I think his best suited at guard. Again, not comping him to the player, but very similar to the way us Jets fans see AVT. Right, AVT was a tackle in college, and you know that. You know, in a pinch, or he showed that he could be a serviceable tackle in the NFL, but he could be a damn good guard. I think that's Fuanga in a nutshell. I don't know if his lateral movement is nearly as good as AVT. Again, not comping him to him. You know, but the power profile is there. Again, another guy who just displaces defensive linemen. Put him in a power gap scheme and just, you know, run counters and run ISOs right by him and just let him clear paths. That, to me, I think that's the best path for Talisi Fuanga to really step up and take his game from Oregon State to the NFL, you know, at a really, really quick and alarming rate. Is, you know, you just plug him inside and let him play, let him do what he does best. Fuanga on tape, again, the one thing that really stood out to me outside of his power, just his sheer brute, you know, just God-given power, was his ability to recover. You know, he can get beat on a move, on a counter move, get his hand swiped from him, and the defensive end could, you know, have a step on him. And, you know, he's just, you know, agile enough and skilled enough and understands, you know, leverage enough and strong enough to gain and recover and still affect and make a play there. So I love that. The things I didn't like about Fuanga, why I think he is another guy who's going to be inside, just a little bit shorter in the length of his legs. So it takes him an extra step or two to get back into his sets. Those vertical sets are going to, you know, with him on the outside against some of these twitchy speed rushers from wide nine, are really going to affect Fuanga. I think he's going to struggle against speed, NFL speed. So I would just find him, you know, to me, he's got right guard written all over him, and he could be a damn good one. Troy Fautanu, another guy, man, you know, you watch him, and that's a big name right now with the Jets, because I know the Jets have been hovering around, and depending on who you talk to and who you like, or who you listen to, or who, you know, which prognosticator or analyst you like, you know, you might get a couple different views of Fautanu. I know a lot of people who I trust implicitly think, like Fuanga, that he's best suited to play guard. There's other guys that, you know, Connor Rogers, for instance, Will Parkinson, they love Fautanu and think that he can, you know, step in and be left tackle. For me, I think he offers that versatility. He's obviously got the length at 34 and a half inch arms, and the agility to, you know, and the movement skills to last at tackle, I believe. You know, he's a guy who could probably be a good tackle, but be a really good guard. Athletic as could be, you know, really moves. Does his anchor's good, but he doesn't have that natural, just like brute strength that some of the guys that we talked about already have. You know, but again, total package. You put him out in space, he can, you know, he can handle his own. Good footwork, mirrors very well. You know, active hands. Not as powerful as a guy like Fuanga. Definitely not as powerful as a guy like Latham with his hands. You know, he's not going to stun people off of their, you know, he's not going to move people with his hand blows. Can get a little sloppy with them, a little wide at times. Something I noticed on his film. So a guy who I think is going to be a very good pro, and a guy that NFL teams are probably going to like more than us, the fans, because of the versatility that he offers. I don't think he's scheme specific. I don't think he's positionally specific. He could probably play all five positions all along the offensive line. And guys that have, you know, that elite skill set that he has plus that versatility are really valuable assets. So Fautanu's going to hear his name, you know, called early. I think the floor for Troy Fautanu is 16 at Seattle. There's no way that he gets past, you know, he'll probably go before them, but there's no way he gets past that. And then you talked about some of the inside guys. Now, Graham Barton's my 12th overall rated player in the entire class. Based on 23 film alone, I thought his film was one of the cleanest that I watched. Again, just technically sound, big, strong, long. Another versatile guy, came in to Duke as a center, moved over to play right guard. guard as a sophomore, right guard and right tackle as a sophomore before landing home at left tackle at, you know, his junior and senior year. Again, length is going to be an issue. Again, sub 34 inch arms. I think he's at 32.75, something like that. You know, probably is destined to end up at one of the three interior spots, but clean, man. Clean. That's the best way I can describe Graham Barton's film. It's just, you know, like squeaky clean. Does everything very well. Good anchor, powerful in the run, understands, a heady football player, does wonders in the second, you know, can get out to the second level on those reach blocks and pick off linebackers. Obviously his testing for me, I thought, was one of the guys that really impressed me. Like, you got to take those, you know, the underwear Olympics and the combine testing and the pro day testing with a grain of salt. But some of the numbers that Graham Barton put up, not only in, you know, his 40 time, but his 10-yard split, being, you know, under 1.8, the short shuttle and that stuff that shows how agile of an athlete he really is. A solid, solid prospect, a guy that's going to start in the NFL for a long time. Whether it's right away or not, I don't know. You know, I think he might have to get a little bit stronger, might have to add a little bit more, body mass to him to really, you know, kind of sink down and make his mark on the interior of an NFL offensive line. But, you know, technically sound, smart guy, team captain from Duke. I mean, probably was the homecoming king and married the prom queen and all that good stuff. Like, that's the stuff that you get from Graham Barton. Like, he's a, you know, you can tell he's a football player. He's the kind of guy you want 53 of those guys on your team, you know? And then you talk about Jackson Powers Johnson, a little bit different of an interior guy than Graham Barton, has that powerful aspect to his game. Just, again, another guy, strong, physical, like meat hooks for hands, just blows people, blows people out of their stance just with the stripes. Very technical with it. Everything's tight and inside. Active, with his hands in both the run and the pass game. For me, the thing with Jackson Powers Johnson, I have JPJ as my number two ranked interior lineman behind Graham Barton. And I think the big thing for him is he lacks a little bit of he's not as laterally quick. He doesn't have that quick lateral movement that some of these guys like Fontenau or Graham Barton do inside. I think he's a little bit one note. I think he's probably destined to be a power gap scheme interior lineman. I think he can stay at center. He might be better off at guard, where he has a little bit more space to play with. Again, similar to Fuanga, has recovery ability that is, out of this world. Just not the athlete that some of these guys are. So to me, I think, I know he was the talk of the town, especially after the Senior Bowl, where he was like lights out. But I think like the prospect fatigue a little bit has set in, and I think some other guys are kind of rising as he's been kind of just dropping a little bit. I know he's been nursing a hamstring and this and that he doesn't seem to get over. But you take that, tied in with some of the mobility question marks that I have from his film, some of the flexibility, the ankle flexion and, the knee bend and some of that sometimes get into question. And to me, he's a late round one guy, maybe even early round two. I know that's a little bit lower than, the early, mock drafts that everyone put out kind of had JPJ going. Could he go higher? Sure. Anybody can go higher. There's always picks that go higher. To me, I think he's more of a day two guy, early round two guy. For the interior, I think that, 10 out of 10 times I'll choose Graham Barton over JPJ.
Dom, let's talk about the pass catchers. I think that there's a bigger gap from Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers down to Rome Odunze than there is from Rome Odunze to, say, Brian Thomas Jr. Now, I did learn some things about Adonai Mitchell, who I had previously had on that tier with Brian Thomas Jr., about his blood sugar issues, and that could cause attitude problems. We saw it with Jay Cutler. That would make me very nervous. So that would make me put him below a guy like Brian Thomas Jr., but you do still have Xavier Worthy from Texas. Incredible speed and explosion. He was a guy that really didn't quite live up to what you would have expected production-wise at Texas, but I think a lot of that had to do with the offense he was playing in and the quarterback that was at Texas. So there's that. And then there's so many other really good wide receivers here. I've talked a lot about Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky, who I like a lot. Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, Ladd McConkey from Georgia, a lot of really interesting prospects here. Talk a little bit about the pass catchers here in the 2024 draft class.
Yeah, well, I think you hit the nail on the head, and I know we've gone back and forth, and I don't really need to talk too much about the top three guys because everybody's talking about them, but I agree with you. I think that, you know, Malik Nabers, or Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers, kind of on their own tier. And I think that tier break is a little bit bigger before you get to Rome Odunze. And then the tier break's a little bit smaller. Now, for me, I have Adonai Mitchell and Xavier Worthy as wide receiver 4 and wide receiver 5, and Brian Thomas and wide receiver 6, and Ladd McConkey, wide receiver 7. And I kind of got them all on that next tier. You know, that, so I guess that would be like the third tier of wide receivers. I have first-round grades on all of those guys, every single one of them. They're all different. So I'll start there. Like, you talked about Adonai Mitchell, and you talked about, you know, that type 1 diabetes, you know, thing that has come out. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a doctor and like I know anything about diet, about what it's like to be diabetic or how it could affect you. I don't. So I can only go on, like you said, you know, the stuff that you hear, and maybe that had some to do with his, you know, sometimes, you know, all of a sudden it's an attitude problem or a lack of effort and some stuff. Maybe that has something to do with, I don't know. To my understanding, there's been people who have, you know, had real successful NFL careers with the same diagnosis. I believe two tight ends, Noah Gray, the kid from the backup in Kansas City, has one, has the same thing. Mark Andrews also type 1 diabetic. Maybe it's just a matter of he's got to figure out how to regulate or check or make sure everything is in good shape. I don't know. I'll tell you this, Adonai Mitchell for me is a guy that I would love, you know, if I'm a quarterback, I would love him. The hands, 2% drop rate last year in college. The release package as a, you know, as a big guy pushing 6'4", 200 pounds, the release package off, you know, off the line of scrimmage, his ability to break free from press man, the body control, the big catch radius, you know, red zone threat, full nuance route tree, everything that you want in a receiver, I think Adonai Mitchell gives you. Now, you know, he's got enough, you know, he's got enough quicks to beat you vertical. He's got enough, you know, he sinks his hips well and gets in and out of his routes well enough that he can beat you on just about any route, not only the 9. You know, there wasn't a lot of production, you know, and I think that's fair to say. I think it's a fair assessment of him. Now, whether or not that had to do with Quinn Ewers and the entire Texas offense, maybe there was enough balls to go around between him and Xavier Worthy and Jatavion Sanders and Jonathan Brooks and all that. There wasn't that much production. Again, he was transferred from Georgia. You know, had to leave there and you know, you would hope that he would take that next step, and he didn't. Similar to Amarius Mims, I think a lot of what you're expecting in Adonai Mitchell is just based on traits and projection, not necessarily production. But man, what he, you know, I really think that he's special. Gives me a, you know, to me, he's a bigger CeeDee Lamb. You know, I think he's, I think that's his play style. He can just go up and get it. He can, you know, create his own separation at 6'4", you know, 4'4 speed, you know, in and out of his breaks, solid, you know, just can contort his body and go up and get the ball. To me, that, you know, he smells like a wide receiver one in the NFL. Now, again, there's a lot of, you know, underlying factors, a lot of what we talked about that, that he's going to have to control to make sure that he can reach that potential. But he's a guy that I'd be willing to bet does that and does it, you know, and does it effectively for a lot of years. I love A.D. Mitchell. Again, higher on him than the consensus. To me, he's wide receiver four, but he's really close to Roma Dunze at wide receiver three. You know, you took that Worthy a little bit. You know, listen, we all saw what he ran, you know, and even before the combine, if you knew anything about Xavier Worthy, you knew he was fast. So that shouldn't have been that shocking. What should have been shocking is, you know, when you turn on this film and you see Xavier Worthy win at all three levels, you know. He's not, you know, yes, he's small, you know, at 6 foot, 175 pounds, you know, and he's going to be probably, you know, pretty typecasted into the slot, you know, but he can win on those mesh concepts and those crossing patterns. You know, he can, you know, he can create separation with, you know, his very, very good route running in the intermediate. And then he can obviously with that track speed, he can burn you deep. He wins at all three levels. He's a solid catcher of the football, albeit, you know, again, shorter, smaller arms, smaller catch radius. His weight is a thing. You know, he can get bullied sometimes by bigger, tougher defensive backs and, you know, that in press man. He can get moved off of his routes and stuff like that. So that is a thing. I don't think he's a guy that you want to line up on the outside and let him line up, you know, and try to have him beat, you know, Sauce Gardner or Patrick Surtain in press man, because, you know, he's going to get bullied around at times. But, you know, you put him in an offense where he can be, you know, schemed open and given, you know, the ability to go in motion and use his speed and his short area quicks to create separation. You know, again, using it, bad comp, you know, but they're both kind of small. You think Tank Dell, people had the same questions they had about Xavier Worthy, about his size, how that's going to translate in the NFL. I mean, Tank Dell before he got hurt, I mean, what do you have? 80, 90 catches over 1,000 yards and something like that. And I'm guessing at that. I know he had a bunch of catches. I don't know about the yardage itself, but you know, he proved that he could play NFL football. I think Xavier Worthy is going to do the same thing. You know, Ladd McConkey, another interesting guy. Big question mark with me with Ladd, and why he's probably not higher up on the list is I just don't know. Well, it's not even just that I don't know. I mean, it's proven that, you know, he has trouble staying on the field, you know, and the best ability is availability. We know that. And, you know, you see Ladd get some of these nagging injuries all the time, whether it be a hammy, whether it be a knee, whether it be a foot, you know, an ankle, all these lower body injuries, which kind of affect his game because the short area quickness and his ability to force separation is really what makes Ladd McConkey. Again, smaller guy at 6 foot, 185, 190 pounds, roughly, but a guy that I think, unlike Xavier Worthy, could line up on the outside, could be your move receiver, your Z receiver, if you will, and play it effectively. Great hands, again, great understanding, knows how to settle in zones, you know, settle in the soft spot of the zone. Just a really smart football player. Obviously, he's got the pedigree. Obviously, a guy that is a winner, and he's probably going to you know, it's going to find his way into an NFL offense really quick. Again, kind of a low ceiling, high floor kind of guy. But that's okay. You know, if we go back and, you know, in hindsight, Scott, if I said, hey, listen, I'm going to give you, you know, 5-6 years of 80 catches and 1,000 yards and 6 TDs, you'd probably sign up for that, you know, all day, every day, you know. If I said I'm going to give you Adam Thielen with, you know, with 10 times as 10 times the quickness, you'd sign up for that 10 times, you know, 10 out of 10 times. I think that's what you're going to get with LaMcConkey. If he can stay healthy, I think you can expect very, very steady production from him. Will he ever be a top three, top four wide receiver in the league? Will he ever be a regular All-Pro? I'm not ready to say that about him, but, you know, I think he can be a really steady producer.
That's going to wrap up part one of our discussion with Dom C from Project Prospect and Talking Jets on the 2024 NFL Draft. We're going to get into more of the prospects tomorrow. Today it was pass catchers and offensive linemen. Tomorrow we're going to cover everything else. In the meantime, make sure you check out Dom's channel, Project Prospect, and check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Some brand new videos up there. There's a breakdown on Brock Bowers. There's a breakdown on Roma Dunze. There's one on Malik Nabers, one on Tala Isfawaga. More is coming as well. So check it out and subscribe, youtube.com/playlikeajet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.